What's up, y'all? It's the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today I got a very special episode for y'all. So today I'm going to be talking about the top foods to eat before a workout. Now, I Googled this and I seen that this is probably one of the most searched questions when it comes to fitness. So, without further ado, let's get right into the episode. I hope y'all having a good day. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself today. And I hope y'all ready to learn. I hope y'all ready to dive deep into this topic today. So, without further ado, what are the foods to eat during the workout? Now, number one, I'm going to tell you the foods not to eat before a workout. So, number one, you want to keep your foods light. You don't want to eat heavy. Like, you don't want to eat a big breakfast before you work out, because then you're going to feel lethargic. Lethargic meaning feeling tired, feeling sluggish, feeling, you know, out of whack. So you want to keep it light, but you want to keep it super nutritious. So, for instance, you want to eat, well, I'm going on the topic of what you're not supposed to eat, but we're going to talk about what you're supposed to eat in a minute. So, what you're not supposed to eat, nothing heavy. You know, nothing fatty. Like, you can't eat a burger before you work out, especially if it's your first workout. Now, I can say if it's like your second workout and you ate a burger for lunch or something like that, then that's okay. But what you want to do is you want to eat maybe a fruit. A fruit is always the best option before a workout. Like me, for instance, before I work out, I would have like maybe an orange or maybe an apple or maybe something, you know, citrusy. I know apple is not citrusy, but it's also light. And from me doing research, I know that an apple, you know, helps you wake up. You know, it helps you get up and get ready and get active. You know what I'm saying? So apple, a banana is very good. It's a banana has potassium. Potassium breaks down into your, you know, glucose, and it produces energy. So, with that being said, you want to eat a banana, you want to eat an orange, you want to eat an apple. You can have oatmeal. Oatmeal is definitely good. It all depends on which oatmeal, though, not the super processed oatmeal. But, you know, Quaker oats, you can eat that. You can't eat nothing heavy. That's basically the main thing. Don't eat anything heavy. Keep it light. You can have, like, a Greek yogurt. Try to keep it super light, you know, before you work out, because you want your workouts to feel good. You want to feel good. You want to have energy. You want to be able to lift that heavy weight. You want to be able to push, pull, you know what I'm saying, with ease. And you don't want to feel tired and, you know, have a nasty workout, because nasty workouts lead to nasty results. And you want to have strict form. And you can't have strict form when you're too full, so you're not even able to think straight. You know, you're literally eating on a heavy stomach. But the best things, in my opinion, eat, like I said, you know, something citrusy, apple, banana. You can have maybe yogurt, you know what I'm saying? Just something to take that edge off. Also, a very good way is to eat on an empty stomach, but just drink a lot of water. Like, probably, like, drink maybe 2 to 3 liters of water, you know what I'm saying, before you work out. That's the best, you know, so then you won't feel as sluggish, and you'll have more energy, because when you don't eat before you work out, your body is using that extra energy, you know, to push through those workouts. So your body is using, you know what I'm saying, the leftover, you know, foods that you ate maybe last night, you know what I'm saying, to you know, keep on being able to produce, you know, during your workout. So I would suggest eating those light foods. Also, you know, try not to eat. You can eat probably like some crackers or just something, you know what I'm saying, something that'll, or some trail mix nuts. You know what I'm saying? Probably eat a handful of cashews, eat a handful of almonds, eat a handful of pistachios. Anything that's light, that's not going to put too much on your gut. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep you active, keep you going, keep you, you know, pretty much good to go. So we're going to move on to the foods that you can't eat before a workout. So you can definitely eat eggs. Eggs is a great way, you know what I'm saying, to build muscle. It actually stores, you know, in your muscles. So it'll build in your muscle tissues to build more muscle. So eggs, you can eat grits, you can eat oatmeal, you can eat a little bit of broccoli, maybe a smoothie. You can drink a smoothie. You can eat, I would say cereal, but then again, it depends on what type of cereal. Not the, you can eat whole grain cereal. You can eat maybe a protein shake, whey protein, or something that, you know what I'm saying, that's going to give you enough energy. Basically, that's all you, basically what people don't understand about fitness and about working out, it's not the food. I mean, it's not the workout that actually gives you the energy. Yes, it helps produce energy, but it's the foods you eat that's ultimately giving you that energy. So with that being said, you have to choose the right foods in order to give yourself that energy to work out. Now, eggs, grits, oatmeal, bananas, oranges, apples, cereal, depending on what it is. Excuse me. Yeah, those are some foods that you can eat. Whey protein, protein shake, you know, a smoothie, stuff like that. The crackers. That's pretty much it. Like, you don't want to overdo it. Like, have a big breakfast, like eggs, sausage, bacon. You know what I'm saying? Hash browns. You don't want to stuff yourself, basically, before a workout. Now, you do want to give yourself energy. Now, that's energy that's going to last for probably about 30 minutes, depending on how long you work out. And that depends on you. You know what I'm saying? So don't necessarily look at the foods you're supposed to eat. Worry about how you feel, you know, after you eat those foods and you go to work out. Don't worry about what you should eat before you work out, because you literally don't have to eat before you work out. And it's best that you don't eat before you work out, because you will produce the most energy. Just drink some water. But I'm just giving to people who, you know, feel like they have to have breakfast, you know, before they do work out. So that being said, you really want to work out on an empty stomach, because it's using that extra, you know, glucose, which produces the energy, you know, for your workouts. And you burn extra fat because your body is eating off itself, you know, and it's using itself to produce energy. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, fuel is not giving you fuel from something you put in your body. And for me, what I do personally is I work out on an empty stomach and then I eat. Because that's the best way to build muscle. Because think about it. Let's say you ate breakfast in the morning, and then you go work out, and then you're going to eat again for recovery. That just doesn't make sense, you know? You're not going to recover properly because you already stuffed yourself, but now you got to eat again. And that's only for bodybuilders. Like, people always tend to over-concern themselves with what they should eat before a workout. I would say just drink water, eat a fruit. A fruit has natural sugar, it has natural, you know what I'm saying, it has natural components in it that's going to give you energy, you know, the natural way. So the fruit would be the best option. But if you feel like it's not really doing anything, do you want to go like a yogurt? You know what I'm saying? Like, all the foods that I told you to eat, basically eat those, because it's going to have the most effect of, you know, giving you the pump, giving you the, you know, whatever aesthetic you're looking for. So me personally, if I was your personal trainer, I would tell you to eat after a workout. Drink water, eat a fruit, but you want to eat a heavy meal after you work out. Because what it's going to do is it's going to be able to recover. You're going to be able to recover a lot quicker, and you're going to be able to put on muscle and tone out, whatever you want to do, because you ate pretty healthy after a workout. And like I said, working out is only 10% of, you know what I'm saying, fitness. 80% is, well, 90% is eating. So you want to make sure you're getting the proper nutrients. You want to get the starch, chicken, shrimp, fish, whatever. And you want to get some vegetables. And then you want to have something on the side, maybe like a protein shake, or maybe like a smoothie, a fruit smoothie. Or if you want to go real crazy, you want to have like a protein smoothie with some nuts in it. And, you know, just hook it up to your liking, to however you like. But make sure it's nutrients. Make sure it has nutrients, sorry. Make sure it has nutrients and make sure it's actually doing what it's supposed to do for your body, your body type. But my suggestion would be to wait until you, you know, after you work out. Because not only are you going to burn the most calories, you're also going to be able to recover a lot better when you eat after. So that's what I do. And my body's pretty nice. I've been doing this for 2-3 years now, the same way. Not eating as soon as I wake up. Because then, if you think about it like that, it's building your discipline. You know what I'm saying? Not only is it, you know, helping you stay fit, it's also building your discipline. You know, helping you be able to focus, help you, you know what I'm saying, burn more energy and burn more calories. And if you burn more calories, then 9 times out of 10, you're burning more fat. So try these methods out. Quick ad. So I have a company called Total Fitness Solutions. I do personal training sessions for $28 a month. I do workout programs for $38 a month, and then I do meal plans for $18 a month. I'm sorry about that. I do, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, make sure you go over to my Facebook. I don't have a company website at the moment, but I really believe in what I'm doing. I really believe in my teachings. I really believe in my fitness strategies. They're not just something I just threw together. These are all thought out and all tailored to your needs and wants and your goals. So make sure you go over to my Facebook, hit me up, and yeah, go get yourself right, man. I tailor the diet plan, the meal plan, according to your goals, according to your body composition, according to, you know, whatever you need that's going to keep you going. So it's not just, me throwing something together and just selling it. No, I take my time. I see what you want. I see what you need. I see your goals. I see what you're aiming for. And then I help you break that down into smaller pieces to fit into, you know, your puzzle. So that being said, man, Total Fitness Solutions, where I give you solutions to all your fitness problems. Now back to the episode. So yeah, you want to make sure you're not eating before a workout, because when you eat before a workout, it just makes you lazy. It makes the workout sluggish. It makes the workout terrible. It makes the workout, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for all people. Now, some people can actually eat a meal before they work out and still have a great workout. I'm only talking to the people who feel like, you know, it's too, they feel too sluggish before they work out, you know? So try not to eat, but drink a lot of water, because you don't want to get headaches and you don't want to feel lightheaded. So drink some water, you know, and try that method. And if you like it, then keep doing it. If you don't like it, switch back to your old method. But those are the top foods you should eat before a workout. My name is Elijah Smith. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. Even though I said that already. Hope y'all have a great night. Peace.